All right. Thanks for coming on, man. I wanted to bring you on as we are both former fat guys. We've been friends for many years, and you and I have both lost a significant amount of weight at some point in the past. So just wanted to open up to you. How did you lose the weight, and what are some things that you did, on your weight loss journey?
Yeah, I first wanted to say I'm really happy to be on the podcast. I've been following it for a decent amount of time, and I'm impressed by the growth, so keep it up for sure. I currently weigh around 210 pounds. At my lowest in my adult life, I was at 200, but
Okay.
my highest weight was like I'd say 275 or 280, so that was
Yeah,
where
it
I
was around where I was
started.
as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like we have very similar journeys. And so from 280 to 200 in the span of like 3 or 4 years, really, one thing that was a major factor was like COVID. I had a lot of time to change my eating and
We
what,
all had a lot of time during
yes.
COVID for sure.
I feel like a lot of people like gained weight during COVID too, and I felt bad because I was like going the opposite way.
I was gonna say it's definitely a lot easier to gain weight during COVID because like everyone was at home. Like I worked at home for like 2.5 years, so
Yeah.
I got you had the Chex Mix and Doritos in the kitchen, and it was just much easier than if you were you had to either go into the office or people were just much less active, I think, during COVID. That's probably one of the biggest reasons.
Yeah, you got the donuts, you got the chocolate cake, whatever your pick your
Your craving
poison.
is.
Yeah. So it's interesting that I feel like we'll talk about your experience too in relation to mine, but the first thing I started doing was not exercise. The first thing I started doing was changing my diet and restricting eating as much, which sounds a little bit weird, but I was eating like 5 meals a day. I was on a medication that was like not intentionally, but an appetite stimulant was a side effect. I was eating like 5 meals a day, like I said. And this was over the span of from when I was 17 to when I was 20. I don't know what the ages are, 24. So basically, the end of high school to the end of undergrad. And I had gotten off that medication a few years prior to when I started losing weight, and I realized I didn't have to eat that much or as much because the medication, it was kind of like an after effect. Like I still thought I had to eat that much. So COVID hit and I got really determined and I'm like, well, I'm gonna start eating like 4 meals a day and then
Yeah, you look
three
great. You
meals and
look
a snack.
way better.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you've seen me before and after my transition,
Yep.
so you really have a good frame of
It's a
reference.
pretty night and day difference for the most part. I
Yeah.
can that from what I saw, what I knew you as. I think I met you towards, I think I just graduated from college and you were
Yeah.
still kind of, so you had a couple of years left. But yeah, from what you looked like then to what you look like now, it's definitely like a night and day difference. You can
Thank you, man.
definitely tell.
Yeah.
When you said you kind of restricted like what foods you were eating. You were eating like 5 meals a day. Like, did you drop that down to like 2 or 3 meals, or what did you kind of cut out?
Yeah, to answer that question, so obviously with COVID, especially in the early days, I mean, we're all familiar that there wasn't a lot of like going out of the house and there wasn't like going to get like fast food, things like that, which was like big source of what was causing me to maintain or gain that weight.
100%.
McDonald's, like whatever you want to call it, Wendy's, like just too frequently.
Oh, dude, I was eating Chipotle. I mean, after COVID, I was eating Chipotle like once or twice a week. I mean, I was always there. So yeah, during
Yeah.
COVID, it kind of helped that, especially for that time period, a lot of restaurants were shut down, so you had less temptation.
Yeah, and I remember I was living I don't know. My parents are divorced, so I was back and forth between my dad and my mom's because I had moved home from college and we were just eating like more fruits, more vegetables, like not as much like processed stuff. Really the beginning was just not eating quantity-wise as much as I was. So
That makes sense, man. I think from a quantity perspective, like that's something I did when I was back in college. Like I was eating just bags and bags of like Tostitos and Doritos and like if I wasn't going to class, like my parents also got divorced when I was early on in college, and that really affected me. So something I did essentially is just like, if I wasn't in class, like I was in my room just like on my laptop, like, you know, eating bags and bags of chips and didn't exercise. And over the span of like, you know, a year and a half, I went from around like 200 to like 280, even like my heaviest, I was like about 300. And losing that weight was really difficult because, you know, I did do a lot of cardio. I did a lot of cardio on the treadmill. But for me, as I really tried to cut down my calories to, you're around like 2,000 or less each day.
It's important.
And went for like these long, long walks in the one summer where I was able to lose about, you know, 35 to 40 pounds. Awesome. But yeah, it took a long time to get down to like a weight where I felt like I looked good and I was in shape. And then in terms of like exercise, did you do any sort of, after you kind of, you know, cut down your calories and kind of restricted, you know, how often you ate, did you do any cardio? Did you do any lifting or anything to help you lose more weight?
Yeah. So first I wanted to say that I appreciate you being open about your experience too. I think that's important. And that's actually something that helped me tremendously in my early days of like motivation to lose that weight, because you had so much guidance and support there. So I appreciate that. And we, like I said, we have similar journeys. So I was living at my dad's at this time, and I had lost a decent amount of weight, maybe like 20 pounds. So I was like down to like 255. And I one day was like, I'm just going to go out and start like, I had been walking, but I'm like, I'm just going to go out and start like running as much as I can. Not days wise, but like running, like basically what I did was I would run for a little bit, and then I would walk, because I couldn't maintain the speed to and the cardiovascular like endurance to run completely.
I've been there, man. It can be tough, especially when you're at the heavier weights. When you start to run, even like a short distance, like I remember at one point I would be like walking up some stairs, like when I early on in college before we met, and I would just be like completely out of breath. And then as I lost more and more weight, I noticed that your cardiovascular system just feels stronger going forward. But when you went on these walks, like how many miles did you typically walk, and like what length of time?
I think my sweet spot was like around like probably 2 miles, and that would take me like 30 minutes, or if I was running probably less, because I can walk like 4 miles an hour, which divided by two is 2 miles and 30 minutes. So I lived with my dad in a place where there was like a lot of access to nature and like trails. So that
I love that.
Like I hate the treadmill. I hate like being like, I'll play sports, but like I hate being indoors. Like I just hate the treadmill. And I think being able to be outdoors, and there's hills, so that even challenges you more. That was a big catalyst for me losing the weight. And I got down to like 200 around probably towards the middle or end of COVID, so like 2022.
Everything got back to normal somewhat.
So the world was going back to normal. I was a normal weight. Now I'm up to like 210 a little bit, because I've been slacking on my eating, but I'm gonna use this summer to like get in good shape and really commit to that diet again.
I like what you said about being outdoors, because I found it to be the same way. Like the treadmill is more of like it's a man-made thing where you walk into the gym and you're just running on this like machine. And I did that for a while too. I did like the incline at like 2 and did like the speed around 4. But
pretty helpful, yeah.
Yeah, it can be helpful. But I found that, like you said, like walking outside in nature, whether it's, you know, walking through the woods or through at your local park, getting vitamin D, getting that like natural sunlight, that's something that like really helped me. So I went on walks, you know, sometimes like three hours. I'd take like a big water bottle and just walk and walk. And
yeah, that's dope.
It definitely helped in like losing the weight. And kind of going off of that, both of us know what it's like to be, you know, pretty overweight. And you know, kind of how people treat you sometimes when you're overweight. I know I have some stories that I've put on the channel. But after you lost a good amount of weight, did you notice a difference in how, you know, in how people treated you overall?
That's a really good question. I think you've talked about your experience, which I've been fortunate enough to be able to hear about that on your channel. First, I want to give a shout out to my family because they were pushing me. Like, they didn't like necessarily treat me differently, but they like really were a big like with you and our other friend group as well. Like, they were a big support and like motivating me to lose that weight. So, people in my direct family, like, they didn't treat me any differently before or after. They were just happy and proud of me. People in more of my extended family, that was more like, oh, like, you lost so much weight, you look so good, which is like a backhanded compliment, because you're like, you're probably familiar with this. It's it's like, oh, well, then I guess I looked like shit before I lost the weight. Is that what you're saying? Like, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah. I remember a few in particular. I remember there was this girl I used to know from, like, you know, early on in college, and she kind of knew me when I was at my heaviest weight. And I remember running into her a few years later. Yeah. And one of the things she said, she's like, oh, wow, like, you look great. Like, you lost a ton of weight. And I was just like, oh, thank you. Like, and I don't even think she was saying this to be like, be outright mean, but subconsciously it just kind of came out where, you know, she kind of, I guess she viewed me as like this Shrek figure before. And now she's, now she's, you know, she realizes, oh, wow, like, you look a lot better. But I think that's the benefit of like losing weight, is that it really does, it helps your appearance and it helps your overall health. I guess when you think about like overall, you know, I think it's great that your family and your friends were supportive. But did you notice a difference like in how women treated you once you lost a good amount of weight, whether it's subtle things, like maybe it's, you know, the cashier or a server or just women that you interact with on a daily basis? Did you notice any difference?
Yeah, I said, the weight loss was, majority of it was over COVID, so like there was less social interaction. And before, so I'll give a point of reference, like before I lost all or most of the weight, like my heavy weight really contributed to like a low self-esteem and like low view of myself.
Same that here.
I feel like that's a common thing for like overweight people, especially men, like in the dating world. I would like never, even if someone did like check me out, like I would never think they were or whatever. So after the fact, took a little bit, cause like people were getting back to being social and it was a little bit awkward. But like going out with our friend group or like going out in different cities and different places, I did start to notice that I was getting checked out, and I noticed that I'd been encouraged by you and other people to like buy different clothes and like experiment with facial hair, which I know is something you've talked about on the channel. That's like surface level, but dating wise there has been a lot, I wouldn't say a lot more success, there's just been, when there's zero, it's hard to gauge how much more success there is.
100%, because I remember when I was at my absolute heaviest, like my dating life was virtually non-existent for that like 2 year period of time, and then I found that the more weight I lost, the more my dating life just got better, the more opportunities I had. It's definitely, it feels like night and day. So I'm glad you know you can also kind of resonate, and glad, you know, things are better overall.